The Nature Stories podcast, where people and place intersect.
Support for this public radio podcast comes from Acura, featuring the 286-horsepower TL Type S with a solar sensing climate control system. Learn more at Acura.com.
This is the Nature Stories podcast, curated by Atlantic Public Media in collaboration with the Nature Conservancy and the Public Radio Exchange. I'm Samantha Brown. This week, another piece from Stories from the Heart of the Land, a new public radio series which considers the connection between people and the natural world. Here's series host Jay Allison.
The great naturalist John Muir wrote, "In every walk with nature, one receives far more than he seeks." Chris Brooks has gotten a lot from walking, but he hasn't been on foot much lately. Chris lives on the side of a cliff in Newfoundland, Canada, on a harbor, just five houses in from a huge park. From his window, he can see a trail in the park, and it's one he knows well.
This incredible trail that goes all the way around the cliff, up and down and, you know, over rocks and stairs, and it's great. It goes for about a mile, 2 miles probably.
It's a walk he loves.
I used to do every day, every single day. I've always been a kind of a moody person, so what I learned to do, you know, ever since I was quite young, was just go for long walks. You know, you're steamed about something, or you're depressed about something, or you're just generally low. I'd walk it off. It takes me out of myself, you know. The wind blows it out of me.
Chris is no longer able to walk the trail. Instead, he told us, he just looks at it from his window. As you'll hear, it's a landscape that's changed for him.
I look out on that trail with, I mean, I salivate looking at it. I haven't been out on the trail all summer. I see other people with envy. That's really how I look at it, with envy of other people going around. And I resent them, you know. These pricks that continue to walk around it like I used to, you know. So they might have the decency at least not to do that while I'm looking. And there they go, you know, 2 mile walk. No problem for them. So I hate them for it.
Good day.
Good day.
How are you?
Well, I wouldn't be here to see you if I was.
You're a honky-dory.
I'm kind of scared.
Okay, can I get you to kneel up there in the...
To kneel?
Yep, face the wall.
Okay.
I think this is most likely an insertional Achilles tendonitis.
How serious is it?
I think we should get it settled down. I mean, you know, ordinarily, somebody comes into my office with this problem, and I would say 99% chance we'll get that settled down.
So what? For me, part of the problem was I already had an injured foot, the other foot. So it was kind of hard to take up the slack with my permanently injured foot. So it's really slowed me down. Well, slowed me down. It's kind of rooted me to one spot. Yeah, rooted. That's right. It's like you're buried up to your neck or something in that spot.
Okay, Chris, here we go. You okay there?
Yep. Twice a week, my physiotherapist tells me about the landscape inside my leg.
So you went to a normal tendon. The collagen fibers had all been aligned in a straight, parallel sort of arrangement. And it scarred up our healing tissue. Your body just goes in and does this patch job. So instead of that nice parallel arrangement, you got fibers going all over the place. So that's what's going on the inside. So
that's it. The landscape inside me is where I'm stuck. I mean, unfortunately, they closed the cage on it, on me. I'm in here. And getting out is not as possible. I was always in a hurry to get places. I enjoyed being in a hurry to get places. I enjoyed walking fast. Strolling was okay, but it was really nice to just feel your body move, feel my legs move, you know, strongly, fairly rapidly over a path. I mean, now I have to stifle all of that impulse, you know. I mean, I'd like to actually go for a run so I won't have to think about it, right? Just to clear the head. But I can't do that, so how do I clear the head? I don't.
This is not a wheelchair-friendly city.
I know.
You get a whole other sense of the ground, right? I mean,
sure, I
you feel every bump, every little pebble. A curb.
The 6-inch curb. For me, it's a mountain range. I just can't get the wheelchair over it.
Iron stand up here.
I feel like my emotional landscape is changing. It's like the contours are still there, but now the sun hardly ever comes out, so they're always in shadow. And the bushes are full of weird animals growling at me. You know, I used to take trips just specifically for walking to some extent. You know, I walked to Machu Picchu years ago, and I always remember that, and all of that is landscape. You know, there's sort of the rhythm of walking, of climbing, of going across terrain. There's smells and sights and birds and animals and wind and rain and even tiny things, you know, new and different. You on a spider's web. There's a meditative quality, for me anyway, about being out on the land. It's like being outside yourself, being in touch with something that's bigger and greater. I'm not talking about God, you know. I'm talking about the world. And I do that outdoors, in the woods, on a cliff, you know, in a field, in a meadow. I do that outdoors. Yeah, and it's not something I can do. Not something I have yet learned to do as well indoors. I guess that's how I should put it. Whereas the world was a big place before, now it's a pretty small place. I mean, I can't, you know, the room, the garden and the house, outside the house is, that's the world for me in a sense. I mean, that's the world I can get around. I can't walk 100 miles, you know, I can't walk 10 miles. I can't walk a mile. And so it's like the world has shrunk around me. The landscape has sort of shrunk to this little bonsai version of what it used to be. But I'm working on an escape route. I've got this little rowboat, and out on the water, you know, things are, they're different. I mean, the perspective of things. It's like it's not so scrunched up, you know? I can see things like, well, like the horizon. It looks as far away as it should. And I can row out and I can see my trail. In fact, I can see it for a good mile going right around the cliff. And I can watch people walking along it. In fact, I can kind of keep up with them out in the water. Sometimes they wave at me.
What? Yeah.
Of course, I still hate them, but now, not quite as much.
Chris Brooks lives in Newfoundland, Canada. The story comes from our series, Stories from the Heart of the Land, produced by Atlantic Public Media. This podcast is produced with support from the Nature Conservancy, committed to protecting nature and preserving life. You can find out more about the podcast and the series at nature.org/stories. Our music is composed and performed by Bill Frizzell. Join me next week to hear the story of one man's work to restore a prairie. From Woods Hole, Massachusetts, I'm Samantha Brown.